I was born in 1945 in the summer. That was the same summer as the atomic bombs were dropped in Japan and generally considered to be the beginning of the atomic age. By 1951, they were doing nuclear tests in the deserts of Nevada and New Mexico. Not too long after that was also the kind of the launching of the space age. So with those two ages, we had new vocabulary words, radioactive fallout, mushroom cloud, UFOs, spaceships, rocket ships. But for me, in the mid-50s, it was Hollywood that defined the atomic age and the space age. And at my age of 10, I got lost in a science fiction fog. Just about every Saturday, I would go to the movies with my friends. My parents would drop us off, and it would be for the entire afternoon because it was a double feature, usually two or three cartoons in the middle of the movies and a newsreel. So they'd drop us off at 1, pick us up at 5. We'd stand in line with all the other kids, get up to the ticket counter, pay 50 cents for our ticket for the whole afternoon, walk into the lobby, get our milk duds, good and plenties, whatever. And when you walk into the theater, there were two glassed-in rooms at the back of the theater. One of them was called a cry room, and that's where mothers could take their crying babies. And another one was called the smoking room, for obvious reasons. But on those Saturday afternoons, the theater was full of 8, 9, 10, 11-year-old kids. So I'd go find my seat, and I'd tuck my feet up under my butt on that red velvet cushion, and I'd sit there gripping my popcorn, wide-eyed and awestruck, as I entered a world of giant insects and flying saucers. It was wonderful. Some of my favorite Atomic Age movies were Them, which was about giant ants, giant mutated ants who got that way because they had mutated in the desert from the nuclear testing. And they terrorized all the townspeople. And when they were coming in the movie, they kind of sounded like crickets. So you knew they were nearby. Another one of my favorite movies was Tarantula, another giant mutation and probably why I'm afraid of spiders today. And The Incredible Shrinking Man, another atomic age. He got that way because he walked through a cloud of radioactive dust mixed with insecticide, and he started shrinking. So the space age films, it came from outer space. The flying saucers were great, and It Came from Outer Space actually was a 3D movie. And our 3D glasses back then were paper, and one side was green cellophane, one side was red cellophane. And it was just great fun to see all these things, flying saucers, meteorites, everything coming at you. Another one of my favorite space age sci-fi flicks was Invaders from Mars. That's when a flying saucer landed behind a big sand dune. And when the people went up there, they got sucked down into these caverns that these big green Martians had set up. And when you got sucked down in there, the Martians gave you an operation where they implanted a mind control device in the humans, and then they'd send them back up to Earth. So besides how weird they acted because of these mind control devices, they always had an X-shaped scar on the back of their necks, so you knew that they'd been operated on by the Martians. Well, I went to movies on Saturdays, but most Sundays we went to church. And frequently, my mother would have Father Denson over for dinner on Sundays. Well, one Sunday dinner, when we had Father Denson over, I got up from the table to go to the bathroom or something, and when I came back, I saw that he had an X-shaped scar on the back of his neck. God, I mean, I could it be? I thought of that for weeks, you know. Is it really Father Denson? Is he being controlled? Oh, my gosh. Also, there were so many of them. But some of the other sci-fi flicks were The Blob, which was created from some goo from a meteorite, The Fly, Journey to the Center of the Earth. What was one of the other ones? Journey to the Center of the Earth, The 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea with the giant squids and everything. But my favorite, one of my favorites was The Creature from the Black Lagoon, which was also 3D. So it was just great, fantastic fun believing in all the possibilities as a young girl. You know, I'd lay in my bed at night, my windows open, listening to the crickets, or were they crickets? and searching beyond all hope, because I never saw one, but I always wanted to see a flying saucer in that starry night sky, or swimming like mad from the dock to the raft before whatever was lurking in the lake grabbed my legs. Of course, eventually I came out of the fog, mostly with puberty, seventh grade, homework, responsibilities, reality. But while I was in that science fiction fog, it sure was fun.